Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Leona Abraham Brando, host for Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. However, today is Friday, and our host, co-host, Chinupa Gluhamani, is going to be taking the show today, and I believe he's on with us now. Chinupa? No, we have someone on with us. You want to state your name, please?
My name is Etta.
Hi, Etta. I remember you from last Friday, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I was wondering, Chinupa's not on at this time as yet anyway. Could you start the show for him?
First of all, good evening to everybody. And right now we're on the road back home, numbers are rising, and be safe out there. Take precaution. I see a lot of people that weren't wearing masks in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So traveling home now. So I hope everybody stays safe.
You're in New Mexico
out there.
Now?
Pardon me?
Are you in New Mexico now?
Yes, in New Mexico.
Okay, Etta, can you talk a little bit about yourself and what state you're from? Are you from New Mexico?
Yes, I am from New Mexico. I'm actually originally from nearby Chaco Canyon monument that everybody knows about. It's right now a national park. And that's where I'm originally from, and also nearby are where our Diné people originated from, and you know, with our story. So as the Diné people, this October, the beginning of October was a new year for us. So you know, when the seasons change, so. It was a beginning of a new year for us, for a
now,
lot of good, positive things.
Now, are you from the Sioux tribe too?
I'm from the Diné, which is called Navajo Nation. But you know, that's what they call us as Navajo Nation under the Western way. But we are actually, we call ourselves Earth People. Netnahkatane is what we're called originally. And I'd rather say that and introduce myself that way.
Okay,
so,
and you just mentioned a new, what was it, a new day, a new era?
Yeah, new day, new life, everything, you know, Earth Mother, air, water, everything we live on, just in a positive way, in a good way, good blessings. In October is a new year day for us. And when the seasons change and all the harvesting and the plants and everything, so it's like time to get prepared and ready for, you know, the season of the cold weather and a lot of
Are you with us? Okay, we have other callers. You want to state your name?
My name is Bernice Seminole. I'm calling in from Montana.
Okay, what is it, Denise?
Bernie,
B-E-R-N-I-C-E. Okay,
yes.
And we have someone else calling in with the same number, the same first three numbers, 406. Can you want to state your name?
Yeah, this
My
is Jenny
is
from the Black
Seminole.
Okay, Jenny. Jenny and
yeah,
Bernice.
Yeah, this is Jenny. Yeah, from the Blackfeet Pecani Reservation here in Northwest Montana.
this is exciting because we're getting different tribes in different states, and this is really exciting. Chinupa is not on with us as yet. He may be a little late. So if you girls want to just talk a little bit about the different states you're in and a little bit about, I want to know more about the month of November or October, because this is the time when a lot of people celebrate Thanksgiving coming up. But with the Indians, it's a Thanksgiving, but it's also a different meaning. So can one of you explain that?
We Etta can explain what goes on in her area, which she already did. But I don't know, as far as up this way for the our people, they kind of fell into the Western way, you know, celebrating Thanksgiving. The majority of our people probably, but the ones that are still sitting, you know, in the traditional way, they don't celebrate it. They don't even pay attention to even the church way or anything, you know, anything to do with it. But,
I think that happens with everyone that's in this country now, is everybody's forgetting their own ways, their own heritage, their own facts of, you know, living. The lives of everyone has changed so much. It's become Americanized, not through the cultures. And that's the sad thing, because first of all, the Indians, this land was so well kept. It was in everything. And I was saying earlier, we didn't have to buy food back then because there were so many berries, blueberries, blackberries. There were the beach plums. There were all these things that were natural in the ground, and herbal medicines and everything else. That's what I'd like to have the audience become aware of. Let them feel what it was like before all of this invasion.
Yeah. You know, how I remember from, like, just hearing stories from elderly, mainly women, and, you know, some are elderly men, but mainly women, how they would tell stories, you know, and listening. And being raised that way, to sit, listen, and learn, and that's how it's going to be instilled in you, you know. As you grow up yourself, you know, through years, you're going to start remembering all those stories, and then you're going to see how it fits into this world that we're living in right now, where they talked about these times that were coming, and that's the day that we're living right now. How we would have to go back to all of that, go back to our natural foods, and because we're talking about living, continue to live, to be healthy, to continue to live, because we know what we're up against all the time, you know, the system. So all those stories that I hear, it's all the same thing from the grandmothers talking about bringing back the medicines and what. But even that, we have to fight and try to keep our rights, you know, through those medicines. They want to control that too.
I find one of the things I find about the lands in this country today, and it's sad, because as I said, the Indians used to keep their land up. They kept it clean. They kept it healthy. And now, even if everyone had to go back to farming, how safe is the soil? There's been so many oil spills. There's been so many pollution. There's been so much damage to the land. How can not only the Indians, how can anybody actually be able to farm like they did years ago when the land was so clean and so kept, and now it's so polluted? How do they do that? And then they sell these things in the store called organic foods. How can the organic foods be that good if the ground that they're planting all these in is so polluted?
Yeah. And then a package of organic.
There's a lot of static and breakup.
Yeah, somebody's phone is staticky. You know, I was going to say, I'm in Massachusetts, and where you all are from is the western part of the country. And one of the things is, I was going to say, in Massachusetts, we have the Wampanoag tribe on Cape Cod in Nantucket and places like that. And I was wondering, do you ever connect with any of the Wampanoag Indians?
I have never really connected with them out there, but paying attention to a lot of things that are going out there, on out that way, and what,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. We all live in different areas, different parts of this country, and I know up in our area, it's mainly farming, grazing, and timberland, so we live right at the foothills of Glacier National Park. So we're in the foothills, you know. There it's mainly grazing, and you know, it's not much that you could really grow with, but we have the Amish, the Hutterites, they call them. I feel if they could grow food, you know, like they do on the same territory, same weather and everything, and then our people can do that too, you know. But it's like they got too into the going to the store, you know.
You know, the Wampanoags in Massachusetts, they got a late start because they did not become recognized as a tribe until it's been, I'd say, within the last maybe 10 years, if even that. Whereas all of you at that end have always kept your tradition, which makes it even more interesting. And that's why I'd like to have, until Tanupa comes on, I'd like to have all of you talk about, you know, the different experiences you've had throughout the years with all the new people coming on board and coming into this country and the pollution and everything that's going on. How do you feel about that?
For me, every day, I look back and I look at my childhood. And there was, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as homelessness. There was no such thing as hungriness. Everything, you know, wasn't as bad as it is today. Even the water, you know, if the water in the air is totally different. Going into town, because we were raised out in the country at the foothills. And going into town, that was like, for me as a young girl, you know, that was something really big, you know, but it was small, so there was a lot of business going on there, you know? And now today it got bigger, but there's no business, hardly any business there. But you know, it all has to do with this government system, you know? Our people, the tribal system is the government system. There we're trying to always fight for, you know, make a difference or to stop all these corrupt ones that are in our offices. You know, stealing, no different than the U.S. government, stealing land, you know, trying to take what don't belong to them. And just told lies all the time, and corruption, embezzlement, anything and everything. And our people are hurting because of the system, the way it's set. But it's hard to really help them to understand it because they're so programmed into it. People like me and others like me, the way we talk about things like this, they would think we're crazy. Like we're just over-exaggerating or something, which we kind of, you know, we're told that, you know, some others just like us, you know, that they would do that to us, you know. But now they're all wanting answers about something, which they should have been paying attention to. There's a lot going on.
We have another caller. You want to state your name? 402. Go ahead, Jenny.
But yeah. Whoever else wants to talk about that, go ahead.
Etta? Your name?
So what is the topic here? Because I logged in at the last minute.
Okay, we are waiting for Chinupa, who is supposed to be co-hosting, and I don't know what's happened. He sent me
he's
an email.
Calling. Yeah,
he
messaged me.
He sent me an email a couple of hours ago and said he was going to be on, and I don't know what's going on.
No, Yeah, he messaged me and he told me just to get it started because he's hauling some stuff right now. Well, he don't want to be on while he's driving.
Okay, I'm gonna let all of you talk. Then Jenny, you want to have everybody introduce themselves again. We have Bernice on with us. We have Etta on with us. We have Jenny on with us, and we have two other callers. You want to state your name again? Well, you know what? If they can't hear, then there's a problem. But if they can hear, I wish they wouldn't hesitate because they're wasting time. Jenny, you want to start the show until Chinupa comes on?
Yeah. I'm Jenny from Northwest Montana, from the Pawnee Nation Reservation, which everybody knows as the Blackfeet. Today we're just talking more about our issues and our locations and about anything and everything that you want to speak about how the system abuses the people still today. So if anything really, which you really feel that, you know, the system, how it abused you, you can talk about that. Well, Bernice, you can explain to them anything that you want to about how the system abused you with your situation.
Can I say something before everybody starts? First of all of you know what you're talking about, and you know what you're doing, you know what you're all about. It's fascinating to listen to the culture. People that you're speaking with right now, the people that you're talking with, the audience, they have, most of them have not a clue about any of you or any of the tribal traditions or anything. And this is something that they are very interested in learning about. So feel free to educate them, because it's not about you educating yourself. It's about you educating the audience. And I'm part of the audience, so I'm also fascinated with your culture, and I want to know as much as I can about it. And I want to know how you've been affected by the law enforcement, by the government, because we are all affected by them. We are all angry right now with our government. So I want to hear from all of you as to how they've affected you, okay? So just blurt it all out. Let it all out. Let the audience know about their government, our so-called government.
I'd like to share something. This is Etta. The call dropped earlier, so I'm back on. Within our Navajo Nation, so-called government, it is so corrupt. It is so lost. All the younger generation out there that are listening, please, please, go back to your elderly folks. If you have them in your home area, your grandmothers or grandmother's sister, aunts, uncle, go back to them and learn what you can. It has to go back to that, because we have our traditional healers. We still have our medicine people. In English it's called medicine people. In our language it's because they're called Atahis. We right now need them. We need them back. And the way our treaty was signed was they were the ones that brought us home from being a prisoner of war under the United States flag back in 1800. 1868, that a treaty was signed. And it was our medicine people that signed the treaty. Right now, our so-called Navajo Nation president and the leaders, our lawmakers, totally does not have respect for our culture or our traditional ways. They try to draft what so-called legislation, but I told them that's not your area to do that. You need to have that. What Jenny, the sister up at Montana, we talk about this, the Treaty Council, that needs to come back up to surface. They're the ones that should be telling these leaders what the BIA created in our government in the Western way, and it's not working. it's corner to the corner that it is not working. We have a situation where people plant, and now one person with his father, and they misinformed the Asian people and brought him in and planted hemp and marijuana onto the farmland where we had our relatives plant foods. So still, the Western Way law does not work on Indian land. And the BIA is sitting back and watching this whole thing. And I think that one day, hopefully, we get rid of the BIA. And I hopefully the true leaders, we pray, that want to be leaders, come back and listen to their people and bring the title home. This is Indian land no matter what. This is indigenous land. We have our indigenous rights. It's tied to the land. It's tied to the people, like we always say, and the way we always explain. And some of us are out here trying to educate some of our leaders and even our traditional medicine people, our Hakatis, where it stands. They are above the Western law. And they need to understand that. And that's what, hopefully, that, you know, the elderly that are still out there will voice out and keep praying about it. Because all the land, all the water is polluted, and we're going to say, oh, we'll walk in beauty, but on the Navajo Nation, we should not even phrase that word and not mean it in the English words. Because there's trash that needs to be picked up. And I went to New York City several years ago on the Navajo Code Talker educating, and I seen that they're throwing trash into the middle of the ocean. Why do you think the water is the way it is? Because nobody respects the water back east. The hurricane made its trail now. And Earth Mother, the spirits are all awakened and they're talking loud. Because even the fire, the mother fire. And we have people from California in our homeland area trying to tell us what, how to live, what to do. No, we don't need them. Because they don't know the prayers. They don't know the songs to the fire, or for the rain, or for Earth Mother. So everybody needs to pick up their trash, and everybody needs to help out if there is, and educate and do it along with the grassroots, young people, young generation. Please learn how to speak your language, even if it's 2, 3, or 4 words. And I really encourage the young people that are listening, because that's who you are first. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Etta. And this would mean, Etta, you know, we talk on the phone about all this, what she's sharing with you guys right now. And that's what I was talking with you about, Leona, earlier. And I told you how we would have to go back to our old ways. Well, that's what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Many other grandmothers that I speak with, they all speak the same thing. Mm-hmm. Well, for us, it, like I told you, you know, in history, you know, everybody says they know something about history, but if you really do know about history, then you should know what you should have to do right now, how you prepare yourself for this change that we're talking about that's coming. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot
to it,
you know.
So I have a question, Jenny. So in the future, what kind of changes do you see coming for Native people?
Well, however you look back in, you know, in history, how our people were and how they're supposed to be, though we see what happens, we would have to go back
mm-hmm.
to that. Even though what we have a mess, we have, you know, going on our reservation. Right now on our reservation, I think there's 12 so far that have died from the virus. And
mm-hmm.
it's kind of, the numbers are kind of slowing down. I think it's 179 right now. But it was pretty high for a bit. But there's death that's, you know, going on. So we just pray that, you know, eventually this will go away. But when it does, whether whoever, you know, gets in that chair or remains in that chair, we still have to look at our own people, how we have to come together. It always seems like a crisis brings our people together because they do come together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and on our reservations, you know, everything that happens in the government affects our people on a reservation.
Yeah.
But the main thing is, if we don't pay attention to it, without our reservations, our territories, then we don't exist.
Can I ask you about the reservation? Now, are you entitled to being on the reservation? Are you able to get the stimulus as they are talking about with other states and all over the country? Are you able to, all of you able to get a stimulus check?
Yes.
If your tribe gives it to you, if it gives it to the people, yeah. A lot of the people have to yell at them, you know, everything, you know, just to get them to give them something. But even when you look at the stimulus, what they were trying to do on our reservation, they read over it carefully and say that, it, you know, if it's misspent, then it would have to be paid back.
Paid back?
We got to make sure. Yeah, it would have to be paid back if they don't spend it right. That's the business council. So if they don't spend it right, then it has to be paid back. So I don't know, like, well, I hope they don't say the people's got to pay it back, because how do you pay anything back to the government? You know, they want land.
You should.
So or the way, yeah, the way how crooked our business council, or it's all about minerals and lands, you know, that the government and state wants all the time. They want territory, they want rights, they want to take rights from us.
So you don't get an opportunity to fill out your own stimulus applications, they do it for you?
No,
they don't.
They're doing
it
electronically. Yeah, online, because of the reservation, their offices are shut down right now.
Oh, okay. So if you have a problem,
good. I'm on the phone.
If you have a problem for those that don't know how to fill it out, do you have someone or some people that can help with that, so you can get the help that you need to fill out your applications?
Yeah, they were helping people. So it's up to you. If you fill it out, if you want the money, then you'll fill it out. If you don't, then you know, if they don't send it by that date, what is it, December?
Well, I think they extended it, didn't they, to, well, the ones that are incarcerated, again, they too are eligible now for the stimulus check. So
mm-hmm.
have they been notified? Any of the you know, the Indians that are, the natives that are in prison or jails?
Well, that's
no,
why
that,
I wish Josh
I don't have any information, yeah.
Well,
they
are entitled. They recently, the judge ordered the IRS cannot stop them. Anyone in prison or jails cannot stop them from receiving a stimulus check, and they've extended the deadline to apply until, I believe, it's November 3rd. I think it's November 3rd. It may be longer, but it's something that you might want to check into too.
Yeah.
So I don't know anybody in prison, so I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tribal commissioner, I don't know who it is, but I know they have the tribal commissioners. In Boston, they have a commissioner that what do they call it, the Indian Affairs or something? where they have commissioners and people that work on those issues. So it might be something you want to check in for those that are in, because they're entitled to. And you've already had a lot of things stolen from you throughout the years. You don't want to lose out on any opportunities there now.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know how to address that except for I think it would be either the responsibility of the inmate themselves to apply, their families, or the prison itself. I don't know. I don't know how that's dealt with.
It would be, like you say, it would be the family or it would, not the prison itself, please. But it would be the family or others that have, you know, have any kind of knowledge about how to go about it to help them. Or even some of the social services. I don't know if you have social services in your reservation, but even they probably would be able to help. Actually, Chinupa might be able to help in that area too.
But I hear Madden on the line. Coughing.
Did someone
else?
Come in that we haven't heard from? Is there a gentleman on the line?
Yeah.
You want to state your name, please?
Oh, Natakipi. Wunagi Ovo Hitika Najimi Ilo. Chinupa called me Laleen. I'm part of Chante Teens of Alcola KTA. I live in Nebraska.
Okay, you're coming in and out. Nebraska?
Okay. Yeah, I live in Lincoln.
And what is your name
again? Hold on, let me take. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, my name is Laleen. I live down in Lincoln. I'm Ogallala from, my grandpa's from Pine Ridge.
Okay, do you want to talk a little bit about your area, your tribal information on that? And I wanted to ask Jenny real quick, Strongheart Dog Soldiers, does that include all of you?
Well, Chinupa is the headman. You know, traditionally, all that is passed down traditionally through, you know, their grandfathers and what before,
okay,
them and what. So, when your headman, you'll have members from different areas, and it's all the people, basically, that understand, you know, their background. They come from, you know, medicine people and what, but they understand their mind is understanding what's going on and what, you know, they understand what we're talking about today and what, and they are out there voicing for their people and what, you know, and looking, listening to the elders and, you know, trying to do something to help them. And if you're not really in the area, really helping, trying to do something to help elders or look at the younger generations today and really truly understand your creation stories from your areas and, you know, what it really means to you and your even to the lodge of Sundance itself. Because many of them, they play, you know, with the ceremony today, and they have, some of them have no direct connection to their grandmothers, mainly to the grandmothers. So it's mainly women for, you know, certain ceremonies that were given. And so every lodge ain't the same as the other. But it's mainly about the women for, you know, in the ceremonies and what. A lot of the men, you know, we have lodges too, but you got to be careful, you know, when you fully, really, truly understand our ways. You were raised with your grandparents. You were raised around the pipes. You know how they're given the story and what. And, you know, you were around when those old ones were still here, the one that, you know, before us. And when you truly understand the ceremony and what it can do and what, you know, how not to abuse it and play with it and what, because it's not a game, It's really not a game. Mm-hmm. It could help our people. It truly can help our people. Because that's what was given to our people, to remember who we are, to remember where we came from, and remember our stories, our creation stories to our areas where we're at. Our tribe was one of the last tribes that was contacted by the Calvaries and all. You know? We were still in our original territory, so we were not relocated anywhere. That's why it's really hard.
I want to say one thing, and then I'm not going to say anything else. I'm going to let all of you speak. I want to say I am really fascinated. So I know the audience I am fascinated to know that everybody that's come to this country from other countries have given up their traditions. They've Americanized themselves. One of the things that I admire about the Native Indians is that they have all these years, through all the trials and tribulations they have gone through all the oppression they have gone through, you all have kept your traditions. That's the one thing that I think is admirable. It's something to be very proud of, because again, so many people from other countries came to this country and they gave up their own traditions, and their traditions in other countries, many of them were notable as being, having morals, being raised by decent parents. They came to this country, they gave it up to live how these people that took over, the oppression that's taken over, and we see what's going on as a result of it today, with all the oppression going on in this country, with all the division going on in this country. I just want to thank you for keeping the tradition of all of your ancestors and keeping this place clean, because the Indians are the one people that remained neutral, that remained peaceful, that remained traditional. So be proud of yourselves. Now, I won't say another thing, because you have a lot to do in educating the people in this country. Thank you.
You're welcome, Leona. You know, when you say that, it's not really hard, and again, it's not easy, because today we still have to, you know, take that verbal abuse. I call it verbal abuse because a lot of our people still try to talk against our ways, you know. They still try to demonize it and whatever, you know, and just no different than what the white man did. Hmm? But it's kind of funny to me. Well, why come they, if it's so bad, if it's so demonized or what, then why do they want to be us then? Why do they want to be us? And then that, for us, that's bad, because in some of our, if they were really raised with their elders and understood what they were talking about these days right now, what's going on today. And some of them were given as messages. Whenever you see them becoming more than you yourself, it's time to wake up. And that's what's happening with our people now. You know, a lot of non-tribal people are playing for ceremonies, you know, and that's bad. That's bad. Mm-hmm. And our ways, you're not supposed to mix money. You're not supposed to mix anything that has to do with their religion with tradition. And a lot of them are doing it. And that tells you that they don't understand anything. They were not raised with their grandparents to understand that part of it. You know, we have to keep our original stories that have nothing to do with what happened over across the oceans. I want to keep our original stories. So it's kind of hard to explain that to our people, because now we have a lot of them that abuse our ways by self-profiting. And if you were raised with your old ones, the original and the old ones that were still here, you would know that you don't do those things. You know? So there's a lot that our own people have to correct themselves from all of that, because it's hurt enough, because we have to get our ceremony back and have to get it and keep it as original as it was given. The story and how everything has to be when you have the ceremony. And the ceremony ain't no some call. It's not demons. It's not about anything about that. It's about earth. It's about sky. It's about the elements of life, everything. the universe, everything, trying to help our people, you know, to understand it. You know, without Earth, we don't exist. Without her, nobody exists. Everybody, you know, looks at her as a prophet, you know. And she can get rid of us anytime she wants. Anytime she wants. Like I say, man don't have power. He has nothing compared to her. But we have to come off of all of this, you know, trying to boast about who, you know, what we did and all this stuff, man. That don't matter right now. What matters right now is what was given and taught to us. If you really actually sit in and understanding the ways of the pipe, then you'll know. You'll know. You'll understand it because today, our old ones, you know, they're here with us. They're here with us. And if you don't understand that, then obviously they're not there with you then. But that's why we don't give up. We don't give up. We don't doubt them. There's a lot of people from different tribes that understand that. That's why, you know, they won't give up. A lot of people feel hopeless, but they think that, you know, oh, the government system, you know, can do all these things, you know, what today, but yeah, you don't give up. And the reason why I say that, because if you understand the story, we were created to never be destroyed, so. So there's a lot you are teaching. It's not, you don't know everything. Every day you're learning something new. Other than that, in our stories up here, it's about the woman. For other tribes, you know, they have their stories too, but mainly about the woman. You know, in the old teaching, it's about Turtle Island, so that one comes from the grandmothers. So that one there, that determines everything. And only the women can speak that one because that's the teaching that was given to the women. If they really understood and were there with their grandmothers, then they would know that teaching right now.
Now, brother, I want to hear more from him. The one that came, what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Laleen.
Tell us more about you and about the your tribe and your area in Nebraska, what it's like there, because all the states must be a little bit different. Are you on a reservation as well?
No, my family's originally from Pine Ridge, but I live down here. I live in I don't live in the city. I live in the country, but consider an urban Indian. And but I lived out here. We work a lot with the community. We've been, I've been a member of Strongheart for several years now, and you know, we do a lot of different things down here within the Native community. We've been working a lot with trying to unify, you know, because there are a lot of different people down here. Omaha tribe, Lakotas, different tribes, and we've been trying to unify and bring people together to work with the children and to help our elders down here, because a lot of elders that are suffering even in the cities because nobody looks out for them. And then we've been working a lot with the Mexica people in the Black Lives Matter. You know, we just had a unification solidarity rally that we called Tati Topa Kiwola Kota. Four Winds working in harmony, and Chinupa and Louie came down and helped us out with that. You know, we're trying to bring some solidarity because the abuses of the system against our people, you know, whether you're Black, Native, or Mexican, or whatever person of color you are, it's the same. You know, we're all fighting the same struggle. So we've been trying to work together and bring some solidarity and bring a voice to this and call it out what it is. You know, the white race and the people from Europe that came over here, they've done nothing but destroy everything that they've touched, and they still do. You know, they're corrupt, they're liars, they're thieves, and it's just really a lot of turmoil down here because of all the different things going on with, like, George Floyd. And, you know, and I always want to remind people, too, that the same week that they killed George Floyd, they killed three natives, and two of them were 14-year-old kids.
Oh,
you know, nobody talked about that. You know, two of the kids, that both the children that were shot, their families are having mental health issues, and the families called for help, and the cops came and killed them.
Oh,
you know, so
no.
There's a lot of injustices that go on in the city as well. You know, but I work with Chinoop a lot, and, you know, I try to help out back home as much as I can. You know, I go up there whenever I can. You know, we try to, you know, work together. I help him out up there. He comes down here a lot and helps us. You know, and it's all about bringing a voice for the people, you know, and trying to bring some of that solidarity and working together and accuse the system, because the system's, you know, people say the system's broke, but the system ain't broke. It was never our system to begin with, and it's never worked, and it never will. You know, not for indigenous people, not for any people of color, because it's all based on racism, it's based on money, based on greed, lies. You know, so how could that system ever work for any of us? You know, we went through 244 years of their electoral process, and they keep saying vote, vote, vote. It don't matter who becomes president. We're going to be facing the same issues on November 5th that we'd be facing today. You know, and, you know, our people need to wake up. You know, and I'm really not going to say much more, because these women have a lot more to offer than I do. You know, we're a matriarchal people. And I'm just really honored to be on here with you women, and thankful for the words you've shared so far. Oh, mtakiase.
Can all of you do me one favor? This is something else they need to know in this country, in the United States. I don't even call it America, but United. Is that all these states that were named after the Indians, Nebraska is one of them, Iowa, Montana. Name some of the others, because people don't realize these names were given because of the Indian tribes, because a lot of them are Indian names or from the tribes, right? Colorado. I don't know. I know there's a lot of states that were named after or named because of Indians. And Nebraska, I believe, was one of them.
I don't think anything with Montana has to do with any names of our people.
We have, like, Provincetown. We have some towns on Cape Cod that were named after Indians. Actually, even the Plymouth Rock, where they had the, I think it was one of the Indian tribes. But there's a lot of states that were named because of the Indians or after the Indians, and they were Indian names. And I believe, I've got to do some research on that, but I believe that that was the case. Years ago, I did for Cape Cod Community College, I did some theses, and it was all about the Indian tribes. And I don't know whatever happened to the paperwork that I did. I wish I had kept it, because it had a lot of information about the, at least in Massachusetts.
Hmm.
I
always wondered how the state of Montana, how it looked, you know, basically the way the line, the formation of it, it looks like a face, and I call it the chief state. Mm-hmm. So how does that happen? Mm-hmm. But for we're at the, like I told you, we're at the triple divide. Mm-hmm. We're at the glaciers in our area, and we always got to worry about that, because that's the water, you know. So I don't know, a lot of our people
Alabama was named after the Alibamo tribe of Indians, who were members of the Creek Confederacy. It says Alaska, from the word Alak-Shak, which means peninsula. And then they mention Arizona, Connecticut, Hawaii, Illinois, all of these. They were 26 states that were named by, okay, it was named by Native Americans.
Hmm.
26 states that were named by the Native Americans.
Wow.
Native American states. That goes to show you the Indians before man came over from the country, already established country. It's something to check into, though. I do a little research, and I just find it fascinating, the things that I've learned. Connecticut, it's Quinnetucut, which means a Mohegan Indian name for the Connecticut River. Literally, the name means long river. Massachusetts, which is Wampanoag Indian name, meaning by the range of hills. Michigan, which are the native names for Lake Michigan and Potawatomi and Ojibwe, or whatever languages, meaning Great Lake. Minnesota, the Dakota Sioux language. I'm going to Oklahoma, which means Choctaw Indian language. Oregon, Eastern you can probably pronounce it better than me, Algonquin language. Yeah, you want to do some research on this, because there's a lot that's out there that your Indian tribe should know about. And these are all these states that were named by Indians or named because of Indians, and pretty much throughout the country. I'm going to send this. See, the people in the country don't know everything there is to know, and this is why it's good that you are coming on to talk about the issues, because there's so much heritage, there's so much value in the Native Americans and the natives in this country. And I think that's the problem with this whole entire country, is that we don't get to learn about the cultures of other countries or the cultures of other people. And this is why there's so much hatred and division. Because once you know more about cultures and you know more about people, you tend to become closer. People travel to other countries for vacations, and yet they don't know anything about the countries. They don't know anything about the culture, but they love going to their countries to vacation. Then they come back here, and they're racist or hatred towards these very people of these countries they're visiting. So they need to learn about the culture so that they can learn to love their neighbors, as per se in the Bible and everywhere else. You can't love somebody you don't know. You can't love a culture you don't know. You can't love people you don't know anything about. They need to learn about one another. That's all I can say.
I kind of disagree. Because non-Indians have been learning our ways and learning about our stuff. And like shared earlier, you know, our culture, there's no separation, you know, from our culture and our spiritual life. If you truly understand that, the way you live your life is your spirituality. But if we teach them about who we are, they're going to steal it. That's why there's cultural misappropriation. Because they take it. They take what's not theirs. We don't sell our way of life. We don't, you know, they want to learn about their Jesus and their God. They got to go to a store and buy a book. We don't have to. We can sit outside and talk to our Creator. You know, and if we teach them that, they're going to steal it. They're already doing it. Look at the guy in Arizona that killed all those people when he was running a sweat lodge that he had no business doing. You know, we can't share too much with them. All we can, I think, in my opinion, is that they need to know we're still here. They need to know their obligation that their forefathers put forth with their treaties, and they need to honor their word, but they don't need to know about our culture and about our ways of life, because they're going to steal it. You can't trust them.
Okay, when you say culture, knowing your ways, it doesn't mean that they need to know everything about what you do. But they need to know about the type of people you are. The tradition is that you're peaceful. You were here before anyone, and you maintained the land. You kept a clean land. This is what they need to know about an individual or an individual group. They don't need to know how you think as far as certain things, because everyone, every country or every person, every being, every culture has something they want to keep to themselves. They don't want to be sharing with others. But just the type of people.
You know, on all of that, what you guys are just talking about, all of that, what it goes on today, And only way you stop that is the people have to stop doing it themselves. These non-member people don't learn this on their own. They go to the tribal people that know, that do have medicines or what, or were taught by their grandpas or grandmas or what. And they go to them like that. It's our people that are asked, I know they're not, either they're asking for money or that the non-members are bringing money to them and asking them to be a part of the ceremony or what. They buy their way in. And you're not supposed to do that, like I was talking about. Our ways are not, it's not a game. You're not supposed to put money into it. It's not church, a white man's church or anything. It's spiritual. If they really understand what spiritual is, then they'll know what I'm talking about. It's not just the instant, you know, thing where even the woman has to earn her right to sit and even accept the tobacco that are the people are giving her. She has to be in her lodge all the time. She can't be in no trailer or anything that they have today on the ground of the ceremony, the lodge. You know, you have to keep it as original as it was given, so you can't have all that. You have to have your lodge. So she has to earn her right too. She has to be recognized to even accept that. She has to go through her fastings or what, to even be sitting there and what. So the ceremony is really something you don't play with. Once you understand it, you don't play with it like that. You don't, the pipes are not supposed to be in non-members' hands. I went to lodges where it wasn't right because I seen that. So that's how you call playing with it. You're playing with it now. Okay? You're getting something out of it. You know, you're putting in your pocket or you're living well off of it now. Okay? But you're not really healing. You're not really healing anyone.
Yeah.
So it can't be played with it like that, you know, and a lot of them do that today. So even us as women, we have the eagle feather long. That one, the woman has the right. They call it the red will-o-wisp society, which was the older women that had that right to whip anyone that abused anything, any of that. That way that was sacred, you know, was given. So they had those whips. And it wasn't, you know, torturing or anything, but they would whip them with a red willow whip. But the woman has that right to shut down ceremonies that are known to be abused and, you know, profiting on that. And that's hurting our people today. It's hurting us. Spiritually, it's hurting us because it's a spiritual ceremony. So until we get that right, or, you know, like we talked about, even like Etta was talking about our traditional society, we have to bring those back, or our councils, our traditional council, which is the treaty council, honorary council, we call it. We have to bring that back. Who they have sitting in our honorary council today are people that are all Christian and against us. Why they have the business council playing Blackfeet for all of us, you know, while they're sitting in business chairs, which is, you can't do those things. There's laws and protocols to go through the ways of the pipe, and you're governed by the pipe. So it's really being abused today. Really bad. Why that big old lodge that guy had, why those people all got hurt because they had to pay their way in. They were giving him a lot of money, see? And that's what happened. That's a good example of what you cannot do. There's things you can and cannot do. Even here on Turtle Island, they call it the things you can and cannot do on Turtle Island. And they did all you cannot do.
You know, the thing is, actually, when I was talking to Laleen and all of you about that, you know, learning about cultures, one of the things is, and you think about it, what do people usually think about when they think about Indians? You know, when I traveled 11 third world countries, and I ended up in Ghana, West Africa. Now, people automatically think anybody from Africa is in the jungle, jungle people. The Indians, the same thing. They're going to be looked down upon. But I, since all of you have been coming on the show, the audience has gotten a chance to listen to all of you. And none of you show any signs of ignorance. As a matter of fact, most of you, or all of you, have shown very highly intelligent, educated people. When I talk about learning about cultures, this is something that the people of this country need to learn. They need to learn because I remember years ago when they said AIDS came from Africa, the people of Africa having intercourse with monkeys. When I was in Africa, I found out that it was the missionaries from the United States and other countries that were going over to Africa and that were injecting these people, and that's how they ended up with AIDS. So when I talk about letting people know about the cultures, I want the people to know that not every person in every country, especially third world countries, are ignorant or a jungle people or don't know what's going on. Because every one of you on this show, and this is why I want you to let the audience know what's going on with the oppression you go through and everything else, I also want them to know that they're listening to people that are highly educated. That's about letting you, letting people know about your culture. That's what I mean.
Well,
and I'll
for
tell
me,
you, Lalini, he ended up respectfully disagreeing. We live in a country that people don't respectfully disagree. They automatically decide they're going to become violent if they don't know or get their way. That's not the culture of people of color. The majority of people of color will respectfully disagree, and that's the way it should be, even in the communities of other places and other states.
Yeah, for me, I look at it, you know, we're all on the same, what you call, planet, Mother Earth, you know, we're all in the same universe. Yes. And then you look at it, if you ever really had pain, you know, in your body and what, and you think about things about across the oceans, what's going on over there and what, you know, you could understand it. You could truly feel, you know, that pain that everybody has to go through and do their life. You know, my, for me, I always question, why is it this in this world that we're living in? Why is it that you have to pay your way in? And always through it, you're in debt. You're in debt. And then you have to pay your way out. Hmm? Why is that? Hmm? Why would the spirit itself create a world like this? Why would the spirit put us through this much, you know, just to understand some that maybe we forgot? Is it man or is it the spirit itself? I always, you know, wonder that all the time. I never forgot we were in a universe because, you know, living way out in the mountain area, the hills over there, you're in total darkness. But you always get to see the stars all the time. I always watch the Big Dipper, how it turns, to keep me in reality. As I was growing up, but I still watch it. I watched the handle turn west one time, and that, I never seen that happen before. What it did. Well, we watch for things like that too, you know. So I say it's something. Yeah, everybody wants to learn something about, you know, what our people were given the knowledge and everything. But there are some things that we cannot share.
Oh, exactly.
You cannot share it because it's spiritual. You cannot sell it. You don't own it. You just have that knowledge of it. And you can't even really. There's one lady up north is saying that, you know, it's time to stop teaching, giving them all this knowledge. You're talking about taking all the stuff off of YouTube and everything, you know. No more. It's hurting us. And I believe her.
Yeah.
I believe her because, you know, there's many people, they self-profiteering. They go out there, they have knowledge, they have language, they have understanding, and they're out there teaching it to people that they shouldn't even be teaching it to, but they're giving them money for it.
Mm-hmm.
That should be being taught to their own children and in the younger generations on the reservation. Mm-hmm. Where you don't have to pay, because we know we don't have to pay for the spiritual. Mm-hmm. But now today, because of the way the world is, kind of makes a lot of sense now, you know. That's why we don't play with it. The ones that really truly understand it were raised around it and actually seeing what spiritual really is, then they understand that they don't play with it. It's not a game. Not a game. But yeah, and that's where our younger generations today, you know, I listen to them. I sit and talk with them. I don't talk against them. Listen to them, because I know it's not their fault, because they came into a world where it was already going on. They didn't create it, you know. Now they're suffering, you know, trying to understand what this world is and what it's about and who they are. So those are the ones that you're supposed to be helping if you actually do have knowledge, you know, understanding or what the stories are. You know, what the lodge and the ceremony really is. So it's a hard time because a lot of them are committing suicide. That's why Josh ain't on tonight, because he had to attend to another suicide. There's a couple of them already. This is their younger ones, you know. They're lost. They don't know what this world's about. But you're, like I said, you know, in this world, the way it's ran, you're either, you know, their puppet, you know, which is their servant, or you're their patient, or you're their criminal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Depends on, you know, what you're involved with or what. Mm-hmm. And that's not supposed to be. So we have a system that's playing God with all of us.
People of color, red, black, brown, and beige.
Yeah. I don't know, you know. Like you said earlier when we were talking, as far as being prepared, you know, whether Trump stays in the chair or not stays in the chair, you know, there's going to be friction, and he already felt it.
Politics.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have Bernice or Etta on the phone, on the radio with us right now? Bernice or Etta? One of them dropped. I don't know which one is on with us now. Oh, well, between you and Laleen, I'm going to stop talking now. We have 21 minutes left, so you two can take over, or if she wants to come on, speak up or whatever. I am going to mute myself.
Well, anyhow... I pretty much see that our people are not asleep as much as they were, which is a good, you know, good sign for me, for us. To, you know, and that's what they need to do, is wake up. Wake up to really understanding what's really going on today. Because as we should know since they first got here, that it was always about the land, the territories, and what. And there's this very few reservations that are still left that they consider reservations or what, that they're really coming after. So We always should have known that it was left the land like a big land grab instead of the resources. Cultural and all that, we have to keep that no matter what. And for me, I don't have to pretend to be, you know, who I am. All through my life, I was tricked, you know, in a bad way, not from my own people, but from, the white people, mainly the white people. And that was through the school system when I was young. And growing up all through my life, it was hard to be, you know, who I am around them. But I always felt in my mind, you know, where is that day that, you know, supposed to be about us, you know, because I know in our stories of listening to my grandparents, you know, they talked about these days like this that we're going to come. But so if you were actually raised with your old ones, and then you should know what they were talking about what's going on right now today. So a lot of us, it's not hard for us to understand it. It's not impossible for us to understand what they were saying. And I'm thankful and grateful we still do have elders on our reservation that speak language and they understand these things that are going on. But it's hard right now because of this virus.
Yeah, really hard.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Jenny?
Yeah, I could hear you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if the mute button was on or not.
What do you think, Bernice?
Well, you know, I can't really say. I mean, just because it's, you know, like, at first I didn't know what the topic was. And so if I know what the topic is, then I can kind of like focus my mind on something, try to bring something up from memory. But I know what's that young man's name from Nebraska? He had a lot of good points about not sharing our culture and especially our spirituality to non-Indians, because that opens up kind of like a door for other things to walk through, to come in. And we've been exploited enough on the spiritual level, because you have all of these non-Indians coming in and they want to play Indian. Well, they're not Indian. You know, they weren't raised this way. It's not their way. It's not their culture. But they want to play Indian. They have their own ways. You know, wherever they're from, maybe they're from Germany. Maybe they're from Greece. Maybe they're from South America. Maybe they're from somewhere else. They have their own ways. But they want to exploit ours. And that kind of brings me around to people who are spiritually lost and they're seeking out something and they think our way is the way. Well, no, they have to go back and they have to practice their own way. They have to practice their own culture, their own language, their own spirituality, whatever it may be. But, you know, we're the ones that are always exploited on such kind of like a critical level. And that really hurts our people, especially those that go out, the native people that go out and ask for money. That hurts our people even more. And that's kind of like a consequence for all of us for what they do. Even though we're not doing it, we get consequenced for that, because that opens doors for our people. It opens doors for things to come in that shouldn't come in. And that's none of our doing, but yet we're punished. So I'm kind of like,
agreeing with what that young man said from Nebraska. And that's kind of like what I wanted just to say, is that I agree with him. Because look at the people that were in Sedona that got killed in that sweat lodge, that were charged an exorbitant amount of money just to attend the sweat lodge. And those people got killed. That wasn't the only one. There was another one somewhere where somebody else got killed. You know, so we're exploited. Our ways are exploited. Our ways are not for sale. That's the bottom line. Our ways are not for sale. Our spirituality is not for sale. Our culture is not for sale. Our language is not for sale. That's who we are. That's where we belong. Not for somebody else to come in and bastardize everything and dilute it and to play games with it. That's not right. That's our way, not theirs. So I agree with the young man from Nebraska. And I agree with everything that you say too, Jenny, because it makes a lot of sense. I never had a grandma growing up. I had a grandpa. And I listened to him, you know, where I could and when I could. But I was pretty little. But I learned a lot. Took me a lot of years to figure it out. But I learned a lot, because what knowledge that he did share with me as a little girl, you know, you don't think about it until you're an adult. And then the light bulb goes off. And then you say, oh, yeah, well, this is the reason why I'm not supposed to jump around in the house. It disturbs medicine. This is why we don't throw water on Sundancers. It's because of this, you know. So there's always an explanation for everything. And explanations are always given to us. And we're all of us that are talking here, we're all pretty fortunate that we've had good teachers throughout our lifetime. You know, even though most of my life, I didn't grow up in Wyoming. But still, along the way, I had pretty good teachers that shared their knowledge with me. And I carry that with a lot of self-esteem, a lot of respect, and a lot of honor. And I don't share that with many. I only share it with my family, because I'm afraid of exploitation. So what I know and what was taught to me, I don't share it with very many people. Because of that, I don't want to be caught in the crosshairs of somebody saying, oh, well, she's the one who told me. She's the one who said it. She's the one who said I could do this. So, you know, what was shared to me along the way, I don't share that with very many people because of that exploitation. I don't want to be
Sister
in the crosshairs.
Sister Leona, can I jump in? Chinupa.
Yeah.
This is Chinupa. Can I jump in it somewhere?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello? This is Chinupa. Can anybody hear me?
I can.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, this is Chinupa. Listen, let me jump in here, okay? Okay, this is Chinupa Gluham Money. I'm currently helping a lot of my people here on the reservation and off the reservation because of a lot of things going on. But you know, when we get into traditional concepts and conscripts of our value of life, let's really focus on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just because an Indian sounds like an Indian and acts like an Indian, looks like an Indian, doesn't mean he's an Indian. And I'm not saying that
exactly
to offend anybody, okay? I'm trying to tell you guys one thing, okay? If you do not have language, which oye ogna le luhapshnihanta techia walakok, meaning, if you don't have the language that all the tribes still are struggling to preserve, you're going to have a hard time in finding and keeping what tradition you do have. I kid you not. We're always going to describe it in English. It's not the same thing. So, and I apologize for not getting on early because I have a lot of stuff going on in Indian country here. People are talking about certain things with these pandemic, stimulus money, which is all, you know, COVID money anyway, just describing it. They break it down, and now they're turning the reservations into a communist form of regime. where you got a checkpoint stopping people from going in and out, especially if they're going grocery shopping and whatnot, because the first of the month checks that our people live off of and that are striving off of, you know, at the first of the month, the checks were distributed today because the first follows on a Sunday. And it's very difficult for our people to meet those, and they can't go in and out the reservation unless they have a pass, unless they're their first responders and so forth. But we dog soldiers had to do our part because a brother of mine named David Clark came from Utah, Kaysville, Utah, to help our people with honey and different other nutritious goods to help my people. And I got pictures of it to where, you know, this is the kind of thing that ancestors have done way before the white man got here. We had our own commerce exchange. And today we're not even talking about that or even stressing it to really look back on what's going to get coming. We can't allow either one of them two guys to get on as president, but one's already frozen people to pick up independence, and people can't get it. And if that's the case, if he's going to force us to pick up independence, why not get with it? But we've been under the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934. So our people are still codependent on that system. But I'm confident that if we come together with this understanding, together, not unity, together, we come together, we can fix this, and we can turn it back on ourselves and help all of ours on an independent structure. I've been stressing that over and over for many, many challenges that I've picked up on with our people. And unfortunately, man, it's working for a lot of the ones that do believe in independence. And thanks to my sister, you know, Leona, that's an independent radio station that allows Strongheart, you know, members and all the fellow tribes people that come on today's show to have a voice. We need to give her a nice round of applause because many radio shows said they speak for Indian people and they want Indian people to talk. That's not true. It's all a lie. And there's an AIM radio show out of St. Francis, you know, run by Richard Keith Iyer. That punk is doing just that. He's only picking and choosing who can be on there. And thanks to my Uncle John, Yellow Horse, I'm really proud of my grandpa and my Uncle John for being on that radio show to correct him. But Uncle John does not know English. He knows nothing but Lakota. And thank you, Leona, for allowing us to have this. I'm going to will it back to the people that were hosting it because I couldn't get on right away. I've been dealing with all these things of serving people with food and honey that was brought to us from the Kaysville, Utah people, of the Ute people. So I'll will it back to you guys. And thank you for giving me that little chance.
Thanks, Chinupa, and hi.
Hello to you.
It's Bernice.
It's little Bernice.
Oh, Bernice. Hey, how you doing, girl? Long time ago. I'm glad you're on. I was hoping Max would be on her. Max Dalvino,
yeah,
from right up the road there. He was supposed to come on, and Bryce Inderwoods was supposed to come on, and I told them all, hey, introduce yourselves. So once you're on key, man, you're good. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Jenny. Thanks for coming on. Right on, man. Jenny's always got something. Is Mark on?
No, he had
to
help.
I didn't hear Mark. No.
He had to help Adrian haul some stuff to the storage over there.
Okay, so this is the kind of like the woman's hour. Good. Oh, I better put a dress on, paint my hair, something. No, I'm just kidding.
No red.
I gotta be a joker on that, okay? I gotta be a joker on that. No, I can't do that.
No,
I can't take you guys away from yourself. No, no.
Should
you? I apologize.
We have another man on. We have Laline.
Hey, Laline's coming on. Hey, Laline.
Yeah.
Well, he's on already.
Well, it's good
Laline,
to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm here. I've been on the whole for about 45 minutes.
Hey, right on. I'm glad you're helping these girls out. Like I was telling you, when I brought these donations and stuff back in, boy, I've been running with that. I met up with Dave Clark, and, man, we've been doing this, and he got pictures and whatnot. You can take back these people. It's beautiful, man. And thank you with the transmission, helping me get to it, man. Thank you. Really appreciate that, man. I got to get my van running, man. Without my van, I got no other pony. I appreciate my truck, but, God, it takes too much gas to travel. And it's good on gas, but you got to go on a distance, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Trucks and gas guzzlers.
Yep. But anyway, does anybody else have some other strong questions to really contribute? Because I didn't catch most of it, because I know you girls were probably up to something.
Boy, we were really up to something.
We were almost on top of that mountain.
Hey, Jenny, I thought you had some other people that were coming on, too.
Josh had he had to go see some people because of another suicide. He said there was two young ones that committed suicide. He wouldn't have no signal. He's driving. So then Mark, he's doing something else. So that's why I got Etta and Bernice. I was trying to get a hold of Ursula, but no answer.
See, that's the thing. We're going to have to quit getting these guys that say they want to come on the show and they leave us stranded. I know exactly how, you know, Leona feels because, you know, we want, there's even people from the Netherlands that want to, you know, correspond with us. And unfortunately, because we're having it in the evening time, maybe, but I like the evening time. It's good because even if you miss a spot, you can always come back around and get it. So, you know.
You know what I mean? Like, why can't we go on Leona's show? Why can't we go on Leona's show to talk with Kyle?
I want to see this guy.
Or to hear whoever.
We have about 3 minutes left.
Okay.
Huh? No, this is Cameron. Yep. Well, I want to say this much, you guys. I thank you all for attending the radio show and whatnot. And David, can you introduce yourself and say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody. This is David Clark.
All right, man. All right.
Hi,
that's David.
David
Clark, who I've been working
hello,
with today.
David.
So all that stuff. Cameron, this is David. This is Cameron, one of the guys, man.
Chinupa, one of the girls just mentioned coming on my show. Anytime you want to change the day or the time, just let me know. We can arrange to have you co-host on.
Okay, well, I still like the 5 o'clock time because I think we should just stay there. It's good. But like I said, I'm glad David introduced himself to you guys. They came out here from Utah helping us out. Man, this is brilliant. So I look forward for another show next week. Okay. Thank you all for coming on. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Love you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you too, brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Any last comments?
No more comments.
What time is your show, Leona?
At another minute and a half.
I was going to ask, what time is your show whenever that lady, Miriam, I believe her name is?
Miriam, she's from the Netherlands, and she can... Right up until maybe 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she can join us. She's 6 hours ahead of us. So say six, five. If the show was to start about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, she'd be able to join us because it would be like 10 o'clock her time there at night. So it would have to probably be around 4 o'clock. And as I said, any day at all. It doesn't have to be on a Friday. It can be on a Saturday. It can be on, you know, I can schedule it for whatever day that all of you can come on.
Okay, don't you have a show on Thursday?
Well, the show on Thursday, he's going to school. He's got 5 more weeks. And so what I told him to do, because he's had to cancel a couple of times, so I told him to let me know what days and times are good for him. So that we can start, we can start being flexible and switching days.
So, what is the next radio show topic going to be about?
Well, it was going to be Tom Dormer. It was going to be about the incarceration in Massachusetts, in the United States, and he talks about, he spent 4 years inside, so he talks a lot about the community service versus prison and. He talks a lot about the racism, basically what all of you talk about with the different races.
Oh, so it's going to be institutions, right?
You know what it is? That we talk about a lot of the injustice going on in this country. That's basically what most of the shows are about, with different situations, different people. So that's what it's about, the injustices. So you could all come on the same, like pretty much the same shows, and be able to share some things and take some things from it as well.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. So let me know, Jenny, when the next show will be, and then I will try to write something down in regards to Native Americans in prison or in pre-release or things, you know, police killings.
As it stands now, we're going to be doing this show again next Friday at 7 o'clock, and then I can let you know of any shows coming up between next Friday and the week after.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, I thank you all for coming on. Jenny, thank you for being a lifesaver. Lalene, is this Bernice with us?
Yes.
Bernice, I'm glad you came on too. So we'll see you next Friday. We'll be hearing from you next Friday. And we are now going to be...
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.